Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Join us right now to talk movies, our pal Kevin McCarthy. I believe you can watch him on NBC Sports Washington right now as well.
Very good.
He's hitting us up via Skype. Kevin, good morning.
Kevin, are you there, my friend?
What, is he just not dropped there? Out. The guys were talking to him, and I guess he's...
Now we can hear you, buddy.
We're good now.
Are you there? Can you hear us now?
Apparently he can't hear us.
Okay, having some issues.
Tell him to put his phone up to his ear. I don't know. Is he trying to do a Skype bit? Is that what he's trying to do?
He was on via Skype. They were just talking to him when I was in the production studio during the break that I guess he's had a sit down with Jennifer Lawrence once again.
Yeah, I saw she was in town. I saw Tommy McFly interviewed her. I saw some other sort of local producer people interviewing her.
Yeah, for the premiere,
movie coming out looks good.
Red Sparrow.
Oh, Red Sparrow looks good.
Yeah. Looks like The Americans, the TV show. It's just with Jennifer Lawrence.
She makes good movies, Cakes. All her movies are good.
Yeah, all of her movies are quality. Yes.
Valdez, are you with me? All her movies.
Some are better than others, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some aren't as widely released. You know, you got to dig around for them. But they're probably some of her finest work.
Kevin McCarthy, are you there?
Kevin. J.P., John Paul Flame.
There he is.
Hello,
Kevin.
How are you guys doing?
What's going on? You tell us. Everyone seems to be talking about this Black Panther movie. It's going to be one of the biggest openings ever. Can you explain to me why there's so much hype surrounding this movie?
Well, first of all, there was a lot of hype surrounding the film for a lot of different reasons. The cast is incredible. The filmmaker behind it is incredible. The character of Black Panther was introduced to us in Captain America: Civil War. He was one of the big highlights of that film, which was one of the best Marvel Cinematic Universe films to come out in a long time. Chadwick Boseman, who plays Black Panther, is a phenomenal actor. The cast, I mean, every single person in this cast is amazing. Angela Bassett, Forest Whitaker, Letitia Wright, Danai Gurira from The Walking Dead, Lupita Nyong'o. It is just, it's a film unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's a standalone movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and what that means is all these films that have come out over the past, you know, many, many years now, the Iron Man, the Captain Americas, the Thors, the Avengers, they all live in the same universe. But this particular movie, while it is in that universe, completely stands alone. It doesn't rely on anything except for one little story point from Captain America: Civil War. If you're not familiar with what happened, T'Challa, Black Panther's character's father, was killed in Captain America: Civil War, and now he's returning home to Wakanda to become the king. And the villain in this film, Michael B. Jordan, I'm telling you right now, there have not been comic book villains are very hard to do because a lot of them are these like CGI creations, monsters, whatever they're going to be. But you know, you go back to something like The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger, that was a game changer only because it was such a layered performance. There was an emotional quality to it. Not that he wasn't sympathetic at all, but you understood what he was doing. With Michael B. Jordan here, who plays a character called Eric Killmonger, he has created a villain that you actually understand. You know why he's doing what he's doing, and you don't necessarily disagree with his thought process on why he's doing, why he wants to do what he does, except for the clearly the murderous element of it. But I find it interesting that when you're watching a villain who has killed this many people, because if his villain, his character, has scars all over his body, and every time he kills someone, he puts a scar on his body as a marking of what he's done. But that being said, you still find yourself in a weird sympathetic element of what he's doing. So it's very interesting as you're a conflicted audience member watching a superhero film where you're conflicted like that. I think it's kind of a cool thing to have a layered element to that to a movie. So all those reasons are why the film is going to be a massive hit. They're saying possibly $200 million opening weekend this weekend.
What is the, and what is the largest opening weekend? Like, what is the largest, like, 3-day, and then what is, like, the largest, like, I guess, holiday opening?
Yeah, it's interesting, and that's kind of where it gets a little muddled, Eric, is, like, you know, the weekend for this movie is going to be a 4-day because it's President's Day weekend, so that number is going to be a, so I believe the largest opening of all time, if I'm not mistaken, is either Star Wars or Avengers. One of those two hold the...
What do they do, roughly? What did they do?
Over 200 million. I don't have the exact number in front of me, and I'm sure someone will tweet me, but if you go to Box Office Mojo, it'll tell you there. But Avengers 1 and Star Wars The Force Awakens, I'm almost certain, are the two highest openers of all time. Well over, or at least over 200 million. I actually believe Avengers did 207 million. I need to double check the numbers on that, but it is a massive deal that a standalone movie. So remember, you have to understand, the Avengers was big because it was all the characters coming together. So that was a big deal. It made sense why that movie opened so large. Having a Black Panther film open this large as a standalone film is a massive deal. This is also not just a movie, guys. This is an event. This is like a moment in history and time. Like, if you go to the theaters last night, there were lines out the door of the Uptown like a Star Wars movie. Oh. And I've never seen anything like that before for a, like, Captain America. I don't think, I mean, again, I wasn't at Uptown the night Captain America first opened, but that film did not have anywhere near the traction and or box office prediction that this movie has. And the idea that there are people lined up last night, people are buying out theaters for underprivileged kids who can't afford movie tickets to go to see the movie. And I think that one of the big things, and a lot of the things that the actors have been saying on the press tour, is you rarely get a black superhero. We've seen it in Blade, we've seen it in Spawn, but here in particular, the idea that a young kid can sit in a movie theater and look up at the screen and go, that superhero looks like me, that's a whole nother realm of why this film is kind of so special at the moment.
Are there any negatives about this movie? How long is it?
I mean, I saw it 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was probably around 2 hours or so. I'm seeing it again today. The film, listen, every film has flaws, and this film has flaws as well. I do still have things I want to say about it positively, but on the negative side about it, there's a character played by Martin Freeman, who was in the Hobbit films and Love Actually. I thought that his character was, I didn't think it needed to be as big as it was in the film. When you see the movie, you'll understand what I mean. I can't really get into spoiler territory with that particular role. Some of the CGI in some of the scenes doesn't look extremely great, but it's very minor in certain scenes. And there's a storytelling repetition element that happens kind of midway through that I kind of thought could have been left out. On a positive note, though, this movie has some of the most insane action you'll see. The director of this movie, guys, is 31 years old. So think about that for 1 second. All right, so this guy directed Fruitvale Station and Creed. Did you guys see Creed, the follow-up to the Rocky film?
Yes.
Right. Great movie. Creed was unbelievable. And man, that guy was 29 years old when he made that movie. This kid, his name is Ryan Coogler. He's from Oakland, California, which is actually the opening of where the movie Black Panther opens, is just a savant. I mean, I don't understand how he's making a film on this scale at that age. And Fruitvale Station was just mind-blowingly emotional. It was very, very well done. But he's working on a big scale here. The action sequences that take place in South Korea are some of the most intense action scenes I've ever seen. And Kendrick Lamar, so I'm a big Kendrick fan. You guys know that. I think I talked about his album on the show before, the Black Panther album. If you're a hip-hop fan, the Black Panther soundtrack is an awesome companion piece to the film. It has Absol, J-Rock, everybody's on it. Vince Staples. It is one of the best soundtracks I've heard. It's also a very, very incredible soundtrack in the movie. When you're watching an action scene with Kendrick's song playing behind it, there's just something special about what's going on with this film. And it's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what it is, but it is just incredible.
So it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. I looked it up.
That's long.
What's your official rating?
Ugh.
I gave it a 4.5 out of 5, and the only reason I didn't go 5 was because I had some problems with the Martin Freeman character. But I will say this, if you're looking at the grand scheme of all the Marvel films, including the Captain Americas and the Iron Mans and films like that, I'd put this, I think there's been close to 20 of them, right around that area. I'd put this in the top 6 for sure. Captain America, Civil War, Winter Soldier, Avengers, Iron Man 1, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Black Panther. That's kind of where this movie lives.
Top 6.
But yeah,
top 6 is pretty good.
You guys got to see it. I'm telling you, it's going to be sold out everywhere this weekend. But a lot of its representation, like, you know, having a predominantly black cast, African-American cast, it is just awesome to see that on the big screen in this type of massive budget superhero environment. So I think it's just more—it's more than a movie. It's kind of—it's a moment in time, historically, in my opinion. So it's a big deal.
All right. It just sounds too long, to be honest with you.
No, no. And here's the thing. You know what the beauty of this movie is? And, like, you guys, I know you guys aren't the biggest superhero fans on the planet. If you haven't seen a single Marvel movie, you'll be 100% following everything happening in this movie. But you have to understand that a lot of these villains that I mentioned at the beginning of the segment are these, like, CGI creations, so you can't really ever connect to it. But Michael B. Jordan, who you guys probably mostly know from The Wire or Creed, is this young, brilliant actor, and he's worked with Ryan Coogler twice before on Fruitvale Station and Creed. He's kind of like the Scorsese-De Niro combination. But he is so good in this, and I've never seen a villain where you just you're like you understand why he's doing what he's doing. It's really fascinating.
Are there any other movies
Hold on. Michael B. Jordan was in The Wire.
Any other movies you saw this weekend?
He was.
Jordan was one of the kids who was, like, they were in that courtyard of the apartments, like running the drugs, I believe. Look him up. He was really good in The Wire. That's the only movie opening this weekend, but I heard you guys at the beginning of the segment today talking about Jennifer Lawrence. I spent the entire day with her yesterday. I was with her from, like, 1:30 until 10 p.m. last night. I think I met up with her 4 times yesterday throughout the day. She is so awesome. But the movie that she's in, you guys, especially Jason and Eric, I think you guys are going to love it. It's like a spy espionage.
Red Sparrow, yeah.
Thriller.
It looks like the TV show The Americans. Jason and I watched that show.
When is that one coming out?
It just looks like a movie version of The Americans.
No, it's March 2nd. It is one of the most brutally violent and sexually perverse films you will ever see. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a hard R rating. It's unlike anything she's ever done before. She plays a prima ballerina, essentially, in Russia. After a horrible accident, her family, her uncle, forces her to become a Russian spy, and she starts working with a CIA officer played by Joel Edgerton, and kind of conflicts with the idea of becoming a double agent. But this director, Francis Lawrence, also directed I Am Legend, Constantine, 3 of the Hunger Games films. This is a hard R rating. And when you're sitting in the theater watching it with people, there are scenes that are very uncomfortable. There's a violent sequence in this film that I think is going to be on everyone's nightmares for many, many years to come. But I'll have the review coming out on March 2nd.
I don't want to see that.
Can't even review it yet. All right, last question. Did you ask Jennifer Lawrence about Taco Bell in any of your 4 meetings?
No. I haven't. I kind of gave the Taco Bell bit up a long time ago. She's actually really cool. I don't know what happened or how this came down the pipeline, but I was asked last night to host the Q&A with her and Francis Lawrence and Joel Edgerton. And normally they get someone, you know, who's, like, been in the business for much longer than I am, or, you know, not. I'm kind of a kid compared to a lot of, like, you know, a lot of the other journalists who've been doing this for a while. So I just, they asked me to host this Q&A in front of, like, 250 people last night at Landmark East Street Cinema. It was just kind of a cool, I know, you guys are wrapping
up. All right. Have a good weekend.
It's a good bit. It's the best bit of 2018.
It's pretty good.
Kevin, appreciate the time. It's Kevin
McCarthy. Thank you, Kevin.
You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin McCarthy TV.
Not just Kevin. I mean,
he won't do it to John.
Well, we used it on Peter from Burke a couple days ago. Now
yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah, it's a good move. It's the only way to play him out. And then
it's definitely going to be used on AWOD at some point. Just a matter of time.
You don't have to hear the JP, the hey J. You know, it's actually brilliant. It really, really works.
It's very smart.
Yeah.
It's the best thing you ever came up with.
Yeah, Bush. Nice job there, stupid.
I hit every now and then.
Every once in a while, you get a single.
By the
nice
way, no
job.
Chance Jason or Eric goes to see Black Panther.
Correct.
I don't really do superheroes.
Although I will see Red Sparrow.
Yeah,
that sounds really good.
Why do I want to see a movie that's going to give me nightmares?
Yeah, it gave Kevin nightmares. Hey, doesn't mean it's going to happen to you.
Don't be so soft. Don't be so soft.
I'm kind of soft.
You'll like it.
Maybe I will. I like Jennifer
Lawrence.
Lawrence
getting naked. You're not going to like that?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
You can see that in other places.
I can see that on my computer.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the show, I'm sticking around here. Bad beat that I can't do it as a call-in. But CK asked all of us if any of us could do the Sports Reporters podcast.
You're a good man.
Which has legends. Bob Ryan, Mike Lupica, and Mitch Albom. And for that, I have to do a little preparation.
Why?
Or a parting shot. They asked me. I did an interview.
Not an interview.
I did a phone meeting yesterday with a couple of the producers. And they just basically said, all right, you're just going to be the fourth sports reporter. And it's a little weird because I guess everybody's going to be in different spots. It's going to be weird when you know when to chime in.
Yeah, Lupica's going to be in New York. Ryan's going to be in Boston.
Right.
And you have...
Album's going to be in... Where does he live?
Detroit. Yeah. You have zero chemistry with all three of them.
Right. It's going to be weird and brutal.
That's why... there's two reasons why I passed. A, I would just be intimidated. I don't feel worthy of being on that panel, to be honest with you. Those guys are real legends.
I would be a little nervy.
Yeah, those are legends.
But
that
I didn't realize that. I thought it was just a call-in, like on the way home.
Sure.
I didn't realize it was an hour and you had to be here in the studio.
Oh.
I didn't realize that.
That's enough to just...
How were you born such a better person than me?
You know what? He likes it.
Paul and Lourdes
Flame. Here's the thing.
You know what?
Genetics.
Really good parents.
Here's the thing. No, he likes it.
You do?
I don't think he's doing it to
No, I'm definitely nervous about it because it is going to be weird. But somebody has to represent the junkies.
Why? Just pass. I pass.
I feel like it's a good opportunity for national exposure for the junkies in some small way. Not that it's probably going to change any trajectory of our careers.
No, it won't.
But the career trajectory shot.
And if we don't do it this week, we're going to do it next week. And if we don't do it next week, we're going to have to do it the following week.
No, we're not.
Because they
have
a deal with Entercom and the Entercom host. So each week, the Sports Reporters National Podcast is having somebody from Entercom station.
Have somebody from Entercom fill
in. Are they going to ask us?
Are they going to ask us again to do this?
I don't know
possibly.
About that. But they had Mike Stone, who we've had on. Remember, he used to do the Stony and Wojo show,
I want to say,
in Detroit.
Cakes, get ready. Get ready to do it in a month.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not doing
some
it.
Point.
I don't know those guys.
Anyway, the hard part is...
I don't know
I'm not doing a parting shot.
I had to write a parting shot, which lasts between 45 seconds and a minute. So I was writing it down.
Oh, you have to do like a John Feinstein sports
minute.
I mean,
we did that like on the TV show years ago.
Yeah,
right.
On BCTV.
You dummies. I'm not doing it with Mike Lupica.
Right.
The producers contacted me. I actually shot a text back, and I said, oh, this is like what we used to do. One of the guys actually grew up listening to our show. He's an executive vice president. I don't know exactly his job title for Cadence 30.
What was the name of the segment that was similar to that?
Under Our Skin.
Okay.
We actually blatantly ripped off the Sports Reporters, and we closed
down
the
show. Yeah, we're not original.
Okay. Like they do with the parting shot with Under Our Skin, and he's like, you have to tell the story of blatantly ripping off the Sports Reporters.
Okay, that'll be fine. What are the topics they want to hit?
Don't know.
They didn't tell you the topics,
and then they didn't send an email. So.
So you're blind?
You gotta go.
It'll be fine. I'll contact them now, but it's the major topics. He said basically four big sports topics in the world. you know. So
I would That's fine.
You watch all said, 3 minutes of the Olympics.
Right, but he
you
said,
don't watch Olympics. Yeah.
Exactly right.
They're going to ask you about Schifrin. Yeah,
they're going to ask you about Skeleton.
I told them, and they're familiar with the show. I said, look, if you ask about the third line in the Capitals, I know nothing about it.
We're talking about a round peg in a square hole.
They said, no, they're going to fit. That they will probably bring up the Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith deal. It'll be a lot of the DC sports
topics. They're
going
to cater stuff to you.
DC sports angles for you.
All right, so that's an easy one.
It'll probably be the John Wall, Marcin Gortat, everybody eats type deal.
All right.
Well, like I said, like you're just a better man than me.
Leaving after the season.
I'm not doing that show.
Ever.
No.
That's just
unless we all hosted it. If Entercom wanted the Junks to host, what's the name of the show again?
Sports Reporters.
Sports Reporters.
We'd
sure.
be the Nubs Reporters.
Yeah.
The non-reporters.
But I'm not doing a show with Bob Ryan, and I have too much respect for them, and I'm not doing that.
They're
it's funny because
reporters.
Those three have the best chemistry. They have chemistry like we do.
Right.
Exactly.
And then JP's going to be thrown in.
And then they're going to throw you in.
JP's flying the ointment.
Big time flying the ointment.
Plus, the funny part, too, that he was telling me, he was like, you know, you'll get online and you'll chit-chat for a minute or two. And then, you know, Mitchell essentially be the quarterback and Mitchell kind of fill you in on the show rundown. And then Mitch is going to introduce each person and you're supposed to say, because on the sports reporters, they go, I'm Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe.
Right.
And Mitch Albom, I'm Mitch Albom from the Detroit Free Press.
And JP's going to say, I'm JP from the Junks.
Yeah.
From Nubs Junks.
You know what? That's reason enough not to do it.
Those three guys are Tom Seaver, Steve Carlton, and Randy Johnson, and then you're Tim Wakefield.
You're AJ Cole. Wakefield. You're AJ Cole on your best day.
No, my point is those guys are all fireballers and you come in, you're just a junk baller. You're just knuckler.
Yeah.
You couldn't
be more different.
From the fan.
And those dummies want to talk to you like a hole in the head.
Yeah, they have zero
interest in your dumb opinion.
Right, but they're
and
just...
mine. I mean, and I wouldn't.
Hey, did you guys know that JP was sending those guys newspaper clippings about the Junkies' backstory in the email chain?
To Mitch and all those guys?
To all the sports reporters.
Oh. Yeah, all of them.
taking pictures.
Well, first of all, Mike Lupica, as soon as he gets it, goes,
delete.
He's not on the email.
There's a bunch of people.
Don't tell me that.
Here's the deal.
Hey, Mitch, this is us in the Bowie Blade.
Now, Lupica, I don't think we've ever had Lupica on.
I don't think we have.
Maybe, but years ago.
Yeah.
But we've had Bob Ryan. We had Bob Ryan on like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but he doesn't know who we are.
He's going to remember the name of the
Bob
show.
He might know the name, but...
Bob Ryan, doesn't he have a family connection, though? Is he the guy who has the family connection that lives here?
No, it's... No. That's somebody else. I'm blanking on it. We just had Sam Smith. His son.
Yeah.
No, I know Sam Smith.
No, but then there's also the criminal reporter for ESPN that we used to have on. Right. Lester Munson.
It's not Bob Ryan.
Munson.
Bob Ryan gives two poops about this show. He does 2,000 radio interviews. He probably doesn't even remember the name of it.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. We've had him on multiple
times. It doesn't matter. You're a zilch compared to those Hall of Famers.
Hey, why don't you bring up the fact that you mistook Bob Ryan column written by a totally different Bob Ryan.
Right. For a counterfeit blogger. Yeah.
Bring it up with them.
Maybe I'll just do that or talk about Bob Ryan, the weatherman.
Could do that as well.
The whole time.
So where are you doing it?
One of the studios here.
So maybe this studio.
Hey, can you get Adam to film that?
Oh, I would not want a camera in here.
He's doing it, I think, in the little tiny edit.
Just behind the scenes of JP just stumbling and bumbling. And
I just have one word for it. Heart.
That's your description?
Yes. I'll be thinking about you when I'm laying in my bed watching Golf Channel.
I heard a bombshell.
Did?
That Adam may have an announcement. He may actually have an announcement. I think the boys heard this. Mm-hmm. But give him a timpani. Give him a timpani or something. This is a bombshell. As far as I'm concerned.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Last night, went out to Don Tito.
Thank you.
And got Day After Valentine's Day buns.
What? Hold on. I thought this was an AWOD free month. I thought it was February was AWOD free.
Not if he hits cheeks.
Not if you want ratings.
There are exceptions.
Now, hold on. Is this an old, this is like an old chick that you tagged before?
Old drawers?
Complete rando.
No, it's not.
Yep. Had my game going. closed.
What happened?
I'm shocked.
She was obliterated. Did you get her hammered?
I mean, I was obliterated.
Right.
Now, there's also the possibility that he's lying. Well, before
that's true.
He could be lying about this whole
meter. Is it off the chart?
So remember that.
I actually do believe him because he gave me a few details.
It's been vetted.
The whole thing.
It's been properly vetted.
Like he was sized for the other girl, but she wanted his friend, and so he got the nub.
So you got the nub.
He got the grenade.
Honestly, like, how would you rate this one? About a 4? Brett Favre?
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Really?
Oh, worse than the one that won't text you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you
know how heinous a 4 is?
I mean, Lurch, it wasn't that bad.
All right, when you say 4, like body 4 or body and face 4?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's break it down.
A combo 4.
What was the face? I told Drab 5 and he's, you know, forced me to go down a point.
Oh, because
he said a 5 and I said is that an AWOD 5 and he goes, "Yes." So I go, "Probably a 3."
Oh, so you didn't see a picture.
I thought you said only sillies went to Don Tito though.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It was a bad
silly
night.
Might bring a pig to set her off a little bit. You know what I mean?
I guarantee the sillies outweighed the 4s.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like nothing outweighs this girl,
so her
though.
Face was probably,
oh, really?
Her face was probably a 3. What was the body?
No, I'd say her face was a 6. Her body was a 4.
And so, okay. Well, what about the 3? I thought you told Drabby it was the 3.
No, Drab's getting the 3 just because he it's me.
Right. Did you find her Facebook photo and all that yet?
I don't have any info about her.
Yeah,
this is a one and done.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Never again.
So what happened? So you met her. You were sized for the friend, of course, because the friend was hotter.
So I'm at Don Tito with my boy, and we have this bit that we do because he's Adam with an E because he's French, so it's Adame. And so we're the Adams when we go out.
Chicks get
butt sized.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, because we spell it differently.
Right.
So they're excited.
Go ahead. So what happens?
So we go up to the two girls. Because
you're hammered.
I have Adam with an E. Yeah.
Just happened.
What a joke.
Go ahead.
Just happened that they were both named Brittany.
You're kidding.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
And then after that, it was easy. Easy pickings.
You know what's coming.
Bought a couple margaritas.
Right.
Then we went downstairs a floor to get another drink.
Right.
And then this girl's talking and my ear's off here. And then I look.
And are you sized?
I'm just thinking
I'm just going to have to do this.
I'm hammered and I'm still hoping and grasping that we're going to switch and I'm going to get her fresh.
It was date. He's eating all the appetizers at Don Tito. Not less for the rest of us.
Did the girl get gravy on the rocks?
So then what happened?
So we're talking, and I look to my right, and my boy is, like,
funny.
Making out with her best friend.
Right there.
In the middle
of Don Tito. It's so urgent. Classy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Classy.
And so then he tells me, hey, we're getting out of here.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, man.
Now, it's not your roommate, is it?
No.
Okay.
This
so he
buddy.
Leaves with the silly.
Yeah. I am off to the boudoir.
Yeah. You're left with
the three. He leaves with the silly, and I look at her, and I'm like, all right, let's go home.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, and she said, all right. Came back to my place.
Right.
And I threw on Pixels. Terrible Adam Sandler movie.
Right.
And then it was Netflix
if
and
I'm
chill.
Her and you
Netflix
throw on
and
Pixels?
Chill.
What is she? I'm running out the front door.
What industry is she in?
You know what? I don't know.
I
really didn't ask much about her. She was sized for my sweater. And that's all I remember.
That's all you remember.
She works in the zoo.
She's a Zamboni.
Well, good for you, Adam.
Hey,
you see her in 40 different Cats games.
Hey, were you sized at all?
I was butt sized.
Were you?
Yeah.
And then how did the day
Because I hadn't
end?
Gotten the buns, and I mean, since about Thanksgiving.
Right. So it was a slump buster for you.
Right.
It had.
I had to get back on the horse.
It had to happen.
And now
yeah,
I got.
She was
all
literally
the
a horse.
Yeah, did she spend the night then? Did you just kick her out this morning? Like, is she still at your crib?
No, I kicked her out at like 5:15.
When you left?
Mm-hmm.
You really?
He said he smashed one more time before he left.
What?
Yeah, we woke up at like 4:15.
And you were still sized?
I wasn't still sized, but she was trying to get me sized.
Why she not? Was.
Yeah.
And so you got after it?
Yeah.
Did you use condoms?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Better. No messing around.
Right.
It's just a gross picture.
Kevin getting after it.
Yeah, with that.
With the Zamboni.
Three. Yeah, with the Zamboni.
Was she better?
Just call him Kevin.
Yeah.
It's what Adam.
Was she more attractive?
Adam with an A. You called him Kevin.
Than Jadavion Clowney chick?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Imagine what his boxers smell like right now.
Oh, they're so hurt.
Yeah,
because you didn't shower after you smashed, did you?
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah, but I probably don't smell good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know she probably doesn't.
Kevin smashed.
Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
Kevin's
Kevin.
Name is Adam.
Twice.
Thanks, coach.
Are you okay?
I'm tired.
Are you okay?
Adam smashed.
I think he has early onset.
Yeah, I could.
Kevin.
We just had Kevin on. I guess I got Kevin on my brain.
Yep.
I'm stunned.
That's
quite
a story.
I'm for one stunned.
I'm
and here I was
stunned.
Breaking his balls about the six, not returning his text.
EB, the thing is that the day after Valentine's Day, girls are just in the mood.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Because they missed out?
Oh, yeah. Because this, I mean, I talked to like three or four chicks last night. This was the only one that got sized, but there were a lot of hot chicks out last night.
He casts a big net.
Yeah.
And he finally caught a fish.
Just got to catch one. Just got
a
real
needs
one
a big
in.
Net.
Bunch of people were tweeting us at Junks Radio saying, I thought this was an AWOD free month. This is actual AWOD news, monumental news. You make an exception.
Worthy. Are you kidding? The guy hits skins about every 6 months. You know, the guy has his biannual buns or whatever
right.
It is.
I guess it needs to be reported. That's our sports reporter's bit. We just reported that AWOD got the buns.
By the way, Drabby, how quickly did he run to tell you that story? Did he like text you on the way into work or?
It was our first trip to the kitchen this morning at 6:15.
So what,
first
like,
of
how
many,
does he bring?
Sure.
How does he bring it? I'm just curious how he brings it up.
He just had that dumb smirk on his face, and I said, "What's going on?"
You knew something was up.
Right? He kept saying, "Let's go to the kitchen. Let's go to the kitchen."
Right.
Like seven times, and I kept saying no, and he goes, "Please, I got something to tell you."
Please.
They do walk to the kitchen together a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like
hand in hand,
probably three or four times. Per show,
I
like
thought we
every
were
going to
do like the two-man luge bit with these two dummies, like with the saucer.
You
or
were
whatever.
Supposed to bring in the saucer.
Not me. Cakes.
I don't have a saucer at my house.
I don't know that I have one either. Maybe
I may have at one point. I don't think
maybe
I have
it might.
Why don't we just get a chair? Have them someone sit on someone's lap and we just push it around the office.
Yeah, it's not as fun.
So it's got dumb.
I like the saucer.
Or
bit.
Like, isn't there there has to be like a dolly laying around here somewhere, right? With actual wheels on it.
Gotta be.
But yeah, just stack them on top of it like pancakes and push them around the office.
Right. Two man?
Yeah.
You just call it a two man bobsled?
Sure.
Right. I don't know. These two dummies, they love, I don't know how many trips to
they do love hanging out together.
They take together. Does Drabby ever tell you about his skins?
No.
His married skins?
No. Yeah. I don't think it happens.
Really?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Hey, Drabby.
Libido's just drying up over there.
When he tells you the stories, do you ask details?
Well, I only ask details because I'm going to run and tell you guys.
Right.
Yeah, but
I don't really care.
Yeah, you don't really care. I know you don't care.
No, I mean, he does some things that I just can't believe he's doing.
Like?
They're not radio friendly.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Just with random women at the bar, the last one standing that you just shouldn't be doing.
Oh, I can imagine what he's probably doing.
Are you getting the sense that this was a last one standing bit?
100% chance.
It's called a war of attrition.
Tim Allen.
Really? Have you asked?
Tim Allen TV show.
Have you asked?
No. Now somebody out there. Like,
I got it. I did not.
I was at the entertainment guru. I was looking like
someone in Percyville got
Tim
it.
Allen.
Have you asked for a picture or you don't even
he
want
says
to
he
see.
Doesn't have anything.
Yep. Oh, I would love
I've
to see
begging.
A picture.
But it's possible he might not have a picture. He just met the girl.
He finds women without a social media
imagine,
footprint.
You can't just imagine the ugliest girl in D.C.
It is shocking. When
why do you hate
see
me so much? What did I do to you?
The girl
him. He says she's a three. You know she's worse than that.
No, he said she was a five, so we're putting her on a three.
Right?
Well, hey, don't you know the guys?
Well, no, but then he said it was a
here's
four.
What we do.
You know it's probably worse than that.
You know the people that own Don Tito. There has to be like a
security
videotape,
cam footage.
Surveillance camera.
Do you guys care that much?
Yes! Like
the other day,
yes!
You guys, Eric has this
I'm just
weird
kind of extending
thing
the bit.
Like the other day when
I don't care
he
that much.
You got anything else on
had
the
a date. When he had a date, I didn't even ask to see what the girl looked like.
You
I don't
have
care.
No interest in the kid. I get it.
I have interest
I
in
do.
The kid to play tennis with him.
Oh,
I played basketball.
I don't care
who he's dating.
Why would you want to play tennis with him?
Played tennis with him a couple times.
Don't way sleep on my forehand, Cakes.
Way more interested in his buns getting, or lack thereof. That to me is compelling.
I have the confidence now that I might slay Saturday and Sunday.
I'll bet again. Can I take the field?
Monday's a 3-day weekend.
So why do you? I think
you'll run out of money. I don't know how you afford going to Dundee.
Well, he just uses his credit card. You know, he's probably got a huge debt. Oh. Why do you have swagger now? Do you feel like you figured something out?
A little bit. Yeah.
What did you figure out?
Yeah, try and slay
twos. He got lucky with a hunting. He shouldn't be that confident.
My social cues got better last night.
How?
I kind of just knew right away that she wanted it.
The pig. Yeah.
Well, because her friend, pig. I will say her friend leaving with his friend is helpful because then the friend is at the bar by herself. So she's like, might as well.
Maybe you learned that you have to just shoot low. You know what I mean? Like, just take the pig. Just take the pig by its horns, or whatever. Cage, right?
That'd be the bull by its horns.
No, I know. I'm combining it. Just take the pig.
No question.
Be aggressive.
Just take the pig by the horns.
Take
Absolutely.
The pig. Be aggressive.
I love it.
Go for the pig first, because that's where you're going to have success. Right?
No, I mean I put in the work for her friend, but.
Yeah, and that's
fruitless. At the time, I felt like I'm not going to leave here alone. I mean, right. I spent too much money.
Let me ask you a question. Would this girl, if she played for the Divas, right, would she play on the D-line, or would she be like a silly corner?
Tight end.
Kind of a tweener.
She weighs more than you.
Yeah.
You start using melted butter as cologne.
Did she weigh more than you?
I don't think so.
Really?
It's close, yeah. though.
You had to ponder it.
Well, I mean, I've gained some weight recently, too.
Right. What do you think the combined weight of those two bigs was?
I have no idea.
Huh? Mm.
I'd rather not think about it.
What are you tipping the scales at? About 190?
Recently.
Two bills?
Close to it, yeah.
Two bills.
It's embarrassing. I'm 25.
Could your bed support you two pigs?
He probably has a bed on the floor. Let's be honest. He doesn't have a frame.
You don't have like a frame or anything, do you?
I mean, it's a Nubs little plastic frame. Right. I think I got it from Costco.
Worst room in the country.
Terrible.
Can you take a picture of your Nubs room? Like, don't clean it up. Take a Nubs picture.
You ever see The Dungeon and Kiss the Girls? It was nicer than
Can you take a picture like of your unmade bed in the morning with like your dirty drawers on the floor? Yeah. You know, like you normally keep it?
His sports posters.
Yeah.
Just exactly. The worst.
It's definitely sports and Star Wars.
He's got sports posters. And he's turning on pixels to get her in the mood.
Hold on. You have what? Give us the sports posters you have.
We
in
had
room.
Posters. We so had Bo Jackson.
But he's 25.
In middle
25.
School.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I have the iconic Michael Jordan UNC game-winning photo where that kind of started his career.
I actually like that one.
Love that.
And from 1982?
Yeah,
we're hitting the jumper with about 16 seconds.
Here's
left.
The question:
against
see if you're classy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a great shot.
What a baseline! What a baseline!
Framed?
No, it's more like elbowish.
Is it framed? Is it classy? Wing. Is it
no
a board
way? It's
or
framed.
Just have
it
like,
probably
the actual
thumbtacks.
Poster with thumbtacks.
So it is not framed, but there's a cardboard piece behind it, and then is nailed to the wall.
Oh my god!
So So okay. It really is an iconic photo that you've butchered.
Do you honestly think he has $300 to spend on a frame?
No, but it's not $300
you
know, bucks to frame
that. Frame. You
can
get a plastic outline frame to make it look classy.
You could go to
they were selling it
Office
at FedEx.
And get one.
All right, so what else do you have?
I got it at a tailgate at FedEx.
You have Jordan?
I have Jordan. I also have another iconic photo of Jordan and Kobe at Jordan's last All-Star game.
Okay, so you have Jordan and Kobe. What else?
And then I have an old Redskins photo. I think it's Sammy Ball slinging it.
Okay.
So random.
I love the Sammy Ball.
You're 25 years old. You have a Sammy Ball.
He knows nothing about
it. You know nothing about slinging Sammy.
Oh, I know a lot about slinging Sammy, and I've been learning about Sam Huff recently, too.
Right.
Big superstar.
All right, so go ahead. Is that it?
And then I have...
You said Star Wars.
Yeah, I have an outline of Darth Vader's helmet made out of smoke.
And anything else? That's four.
Oh, and then I have a... when Tom Daly and I went to NovaCon, I got an autographed painting of Yoda also.
Okay, so you have Yoda. Yeah. So you have
and I have Barb. Barb from Stranger Things signed my poster.
And Barb. Okay, so you have... Six things. Anything else? Is the room painted?
Oh, and then I have a silly picture of my mom holding me as a baby.
That on your wall?
Yeah, I'm butt naked in the photo.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
You have a picture of Maury, a poster of him as well?
No, I couldn't find that.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Did girls?
Like a serial killer's room.
Oh, and then I also have this Nubs poster back when Dusty got hired. And like it's FP and Dusty and the whole broadcast team.
These are free posters. He's acquired.
You're putting that in your... Dude, you're a grown-ass man. Your next birthday, you're going to be 26 years old.
Yeah. It'll be my golden year.
Remember, you used
what
to have
a...
Why? I don't know. Golden year? What does that mean?
So this girl told me that the year that is the day that you're born is your golden year, and it's supposed to bring you a lot of luck. So I was born December 26th. Next year would be my golden year.
So when you're 26th year, that's...
So everything's going to just line up perfectly.
So
for
if you were born on April 1st, your golden year is when you're one.
Yeah, which is
probably
the dumbest
thing I've ever heard.
So tough.
A lot of people don't realize the potential of their golden year because it happened when they were a child.
Right.
But I know it's coming and I'm ready.
All right, will you take a
you're
picture of that?
You're going to be just as numb to your golden year as you are now. Trust me.
We'll try and enforce the AWOD free zone next
week.
I'm
going to Google tight ends for the Divas just for fun.
I like Sum 41.
Shaggy, Less Than Jake, Real Big Fish. Real Big Fish are good in concert.
When did Sum 41 had a hit?
Last time they had a hit. They're
early,
good live.
Mid-2000s?
I saw them Warped Tour.
Early 2000s.
Last summer, they're good.
Derek almost died.
He's lucky to be alive.
From his alcoholism.
Didn't the doctor say, if you have one more drop of alcohol, you may die?
Yeah.
So you can never drink again.
Was he married?
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
that's right.
If they weren't married, they were certainly dating.
They were married.
Yeah, yeah. And is she still married to that donk Chad Kroger?
No, they're done? Splitsville. They're done.
Right. All right,
Dunsky.
Skippy.
Done, right, Skippy?
Dunsky.
What's
you're
up,
not
Skip?
An Avril Lavigne fan.
She's I don't even know who that is, Beyonce. Who is it?
She's
come on, you know that song, Skater Boy.
Yeah, you've seen her.
Smash hit.
Oh, yeah, they divorced. That's a shocker, they're divorced.
Kind of hot in her day. How? Right. By the way, how was Valentine's Day for you?
It was good. I bought my wife the wrong card. And
what do you mean the wrong card? How do you get your wife the wrong card?
Well, Eric, it's a little bit of a story, but it was a fiasco.
Oh, really?
We've got nothing
so
but time,
Jason,
Skippy.
You knew it was a fiasco. That's why you're asking the question.
Yeah, he likes to set me up for stuff.
Right.
I go to...
He's always got something going on in his life.
I want to hear it.
Crazy.
You go to the store. You know how when you buy the cards, there's 50 people something, if you go at the wrong time.
Right.
They're all standing there reading, coughing, hacking. So I just quickly, look through it, pick a card. Usually I take my time. Didn't take my time. In a rush. Open it up. Looked good. So I take it home, sign it. But when I'm signing it, it says, "You've made me the luckiest woman alive." So on the front of the card, there's two people holding hands, but they were two ladies holding. I had no idea they make the same sex, whatever you call it.
You're
card.
Kidding.
No, I didn't either,
no.
By the way.
That is hilarious.
I had no idea. Cakes, did you know that? I didn't know that.
So you got a card for like a same-sex couple.
Same right.
So I had to cross out the woman and put Skip in there.
You put Skip.
That's funny. Yeah.
And what did she say?
She just started laughing. I mean, I had no, I don't know today. Then we were talking yesterday, so there's some new thing called pansexual. I don't know what any of this stuff is. My daughter was talking about it. It's a new deal. I don't know what's going on today.
What's a pansexual?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. It's a new thing. They make up stuff today.
Oh, yeah. Really? I have no idea what that is.
I think it is like they don't know who they like or what they like or what they are. I don't know if they know if they're a boy. I don't know what to
so
deal
it's
with.
It's like Peter Pan.
It doesn't really matter.
It's a play off Peter
Pan. No, I know.
No.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
I mean, how do you even get in that
it's
section?
It's the sexual attraction to a person of any sex or gender.
Okay,
that's
well,
pansexuality.
I
think that might be who you are.
Who?
You.
Come on, man. That's funny. Anyway, that was...
I had never heard that term.
So hold on. So she obviously took it well. She laughed. Did you cap the evening off correctly? I don't know if you would listen to the show, but we did a poll here, and only one of the seven junks did.
I would be... So now you're 1 for 8.
Oh, wow. Batting 125.
Hey, look. Let's be serious. Valentine's when you're young. It's different. But now, come on. You give them the cards. You give them a... I can't imagine. I bet if you polled 100 people over the age of 40.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or 45.
I mean, I don't know why you don't poll this. I would be shocked if
I would be, and if they're honest, I would be shocked if 20 people out of 100 over the age of 40 had sexual relations of any kind. It could be something with the hands. I don't know what it could be.
Right.
Anything.
Yeah, so
I would be shocked.
That's a, can you put that poll up on Facebook? What did you hit skins of any sort?
Has to be on the Valentine's evening. Can't be
Valentine's evening.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, guess which one of the four junks Skippy hit it on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to guess this one right. See, everyone thinks I'm going to say JP. I'm going to say Cakes got very lucky.
Incorrect.
Well, my first choice would have been JP.
Yeah, your initial lean was correct.
Why JP?
Well, I mean, come on. Eric's been with Dina for 100 years. Jason's deal is what it is. Cakes is out. And JP gets ice. So, okay, it makes sense.
Wait a second. Why am I out? I'm not out.
I don't know. I just said that. I'm just messing with you.
Cakes claimed when he went to Vegas he was going to hit it four times.
Well, I was in two
games.
Hey, Skippy. Once. Did he do it once?
I think he got two.
I did it twice. I got over my skis. I thought he
was going to. JP's the biggest. How long have you been with your wife, JP?
Five years?
Married over 5 years.
Okay, well, that's exciting. I mean, that's newlywed stuff almost.
I was doing that 5 years in, too.
And now you haven't... Anyway.
Now I just sleep. Skippy, now I just sleep.
Right. Now
I know how Scott is. I know Scott was sized. I know how you are.
Just a couple weeks ago, he was complaining he wasn't getting enough.
I know how he is.
I'm just telling you how it's getting. Even me, as sick as a sick bastard that I was and am,
yeah.
Telling you, it's just one of those things in life. It's just not fair. But you just deal with it and you move on.
I'll tell you what, Skippy was a sicko. He was a sicko. I was.
But now I'm kind of over it. I mean, even I'm champ. I mean, I know Jason's been like this for years. I'm kind of just whatever.
You're not. I don't believe that for a second.
No, I'm serious. I like to hold hands and cuddle now. That's it.
Yeah, right. I know you
too. By the way,
I've
got to say congratulations to Skippy's daughter, Bailey. She's got a college scholarship.
Oh, nice.
To play D2 soccer in Kansas.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Good for her.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Yeah. What's the name of the university? Fort Hayes, correct?
Thank God she got a scholarship. Yeah, it's Fort Hayes.
Yeah, it's in Western
Kansas. She'll do well.
Kansas.
She's a fighter, scrapper, so they like her. She'll do well.
Yeah, awesome. Good, man.
All right, so we got about 3 minutes here. Another fatty last night. You hit Temple, Wichita over.
Boy,
so,
they went crazy, didn't they?
Now,
my God.
So now you're, I want to say you're 68-42.
How about,
very strong.
It's something like that. How about this last night? Again, every single night, well, maybe not every single night, but at least 2-3 times a week, top five, top six, top 18.
Loser. Well, and on the road. Well, not all on the road, but last night all road.
Purdue looked like Poodoo. And then Cincy, who we were just talking about the other day on our show, said, who we thought was unbelievable. Cougars just pummeled them in the second half. Took care of biz.
Scored 43 in the second half against them. That just never happens with Cincinnati.
Well, the tournament's just going to be unbelievable. I mean, again, we've talked about it. It's going to be I don't know who's going to get in. I don't know who's going to win the tournament. It's going to be a lot of upsets. A lot of upsets.
I just can't believe Purdue, who was 6th in the country, could score 53 against Wisconsin.
It's hard. Listen, it's hard to win on the road against anybody. We've talked about it, but
it's hard to look that bad against a bad team, too.
I know Rhode Island's playing again tonight, I think.
Yeah.
On TV.
You like it?
Well, they might just take it. I'm telling you, I watched them the other night. That is a team, if they get in, they're going to get in. When they get in, if they get the right seeds, look out. That's a Sweet 16 team.
They're playing
athletic and can shoot.
There you can. They're at St. They've won 16 in a row, by the way. They're playing at St. Bonnie's, all right? St. Bonnie's.
No, I think they're home against St. Bonnie.
No,
I think St. Bonnie.
No,
they're at St. Bonnie.
At St.
Bonnie. Yeah, they're at St. Bonnie.
And they're laying 1.5. This is a team that's 21-3. They haven't lost a game in a conference. They've won 16 straight. They're only basically a pick 'em at St. Bonnie's.
Well, we know what that means, right? We thought last night, you're like, Cincy, you know, we saw Purdue, you thought Purdue would kill him. So on the road is tough. St. Bonnie's got a kid, I don't know what his name is, but he will literally shoot the ball anywhere on the court from, he's like Trey Young Jr.
I think it's Jalen Adams. I think that's
it might be Adams. They're legit. I think that game will go monkey tonight. How about that? I don't know what the total is. Let me guess, 152.
I don't have the total in front of me. Do you know that Cakes has been betting online the biggest money line? He's got like $300 in his account, and every single night he just looks at the biggest money line and bets $300 to win $8.
Bet the faves.
Who cares? He's picking fatties. That $300 will be $400 by next year.
Sized. By 2019, I'll be building it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.